Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Woo! Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Woo! I always have to do that and it makes it feel more dramatic.
Just get yourself into the zone,
yeah,
eh?
It really is. It's a great intro. Thanks, the Vic Devonport.
As an actor, do you have a pre-performance ritual?
Yeah, I dance on the stage. To normally Peaches, but I look, and honestly, I'm like, if anyone walks in right now,
Peaches. Anyone walks in, they go, look at her dancing to that slutty music, they'll say.
Oh my God, Mikey, slutty. Absolutely not. It is amazing. Okay. It's empowering.
Okay.
Hey, I've got a special guest on this morning. I'd like to introduce you to Sarade Cameron.
Sarade, hi. Welcome, Sarade. Welcome.
Hi.
Into the BFM. Look around you, this is the BFM studio.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Look, everything you can see, all the stuff. I mean, okay, oh, it's just so modern. And cool.
So many stickers.
Yeah, the stickers, the gigs.
We've been there before, Mikey. You can't
Peaches.
Say that word.
Peaches.
Slutty. He said slutty.
Okay. I won't say it about Peaches anymore or a song, Fuck the Pain Away, or other cool songs like that, you know?
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, I refuse.
Modern classic.
Yeah. And Sarade is an actor and an artist and a fellow theatre commentator. I've been saying that all morning because she is.
It's really catching on now.
Yeah, it's catching on.
Theatre commentator. It makes me think that you've got
some business cards. You could just be like, hi, Sarade Cameron, theatre commentator.
I just show up to theatre and just say my opinion to nobody.
Yeah.
So as a theatre commentator, does that mean you're more than a critic?
It basically means
I can't be a critic because I'm also involved in theatre.
Yeah.
Isn't that every critic in New Zealand, though?
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly true.
Yeah.
So what do you do, theatre commentator?
So we've... Oh, no, sorry. I fucking keep talking over you. I'm so sorry. It's incredibly rude.
We come up with that term together, so we both have to explain what it means. I think Johanna's using that word because I'm doing a podcast with Q at the moment where I am interviewing artists in their Matchbox season.
Oh, cool. Now, the Matchbox season is... we talked about that before. Let's just go over that again because it's really cool.
Mm.
What is it?
It is for sort of... It's for artists in this kind of middling zone, which isn't to say that they're also not dope artists, but it's like it's for people kind of leveling up from a slightly smaller theatre, getting into like different audiences.
So we're just happy to have the show and we don't care how many people turn up past that level, isn't it?
It's past that level.
Way past that level. Yeah, this
level.
Is definitely people who sell out. And they're not just from Auckland, which is cool. They kind of just curate a really cool season each year, and this year there's 5 works, which I think is maybe the biggest one they've had.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm excited for Burn Her.
I'm so excited for Burn
the
Her.
The poster shook me.
Yeah, the poster's amazing.
The poster's so good.
It kind of looks like a scary movie poster. A little bit. Have you seen it?
No.
It's
hard out there for a breakfast jock to take in every poster that he sees on the wall and process it, you know?
I mean, there are a lot of posters.
Not on this wall. Because I'm out in the town, you know, I'm out and about. I'm seeing, you know, I'm looking at posters, I'm looking at... I've got a weird thing where I read everything when I'm driving, everything from number plates to things in windows.
That sounds tiring.
Yeah, that's a lot of information to digest.
You see some funny stuff. It's just life is more interesting when you do that. I tell you, it's a funny thing to do. But maybe I've just taken processing too many things.
Maybe there's no room for anything.
Nah.
Well, no, just everything kind of gets muddled up sometimes, and then I see the ad for Appetite for Destruction being re-released, and that sort of takes over everything. And I go, oh, really? You're old Mettler.
It's all fucked. Hey, so me and Sarade have some picks.
Sarade and I, yep.
Sarade, okay.
Me and Sarade and I. Both work. We understand what you mean.
I'm in sixth form English.
Sit up.
Yes, girls. So on this week, maybe we should start this week and then go on to next, because these are all on next week and this one's on.
This is a good week.
Big week for theatre.
It's a big week. That Matariki season has commenced, and Matariki obviously is when you can see the Seven Sisters in the sky, and it's the start of Māori New Year, and so they've...
If you're looking for those, by the way, they're more visible in the morning, sort of in the early morning.
Oh, are they? That's... Is this part of your... I'm going to observe everything around me.
Oh, yeah.
And absorb it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it comes in. It's what you need. So, Superhuman.
Oh, is that on?
That's on at the moment. Okay, so that's on.
I've heard really cool things about the show.
Have you?
Yeah.
What have you heard?
Just that it's very fun and that the singing is amazing. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Well, Roshini Spooner is, he's in the Modern Māori. This is produced by the Modern Māori Quartet.
Who are geniuses? Who do
no,
great work. They
Metro,
do great work.
Metro Māori Productions, absolutely ignore me. That was not. But it won the Excellence Award in the Auckland Theatre Awards 2017. So that a last year. And it's a musical about him growing up in Gisborne. And it says this on the blurb, which I fucking love. It's like, he can be strong and sensitive. He can haka and high kick, be fierce and fabulous.
Oh, my God. It's my perfect man.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. That's I'm reminded of a guy that my flatmate and I met once who is who had something tattooed in Maori down his arm, and we asked, what's the translation of this? Walk your own red carpet.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Walk your own. Shantae, you stay. And it's through the lens of, I think it's like him, through his life through Hugh Jackman, because he loves Hugh Jackman.
Amazing.
Well, that's it says Super Q on the front of the flyer there, and he's got the Wolverine claws going on there. That's what that is.
He absolutely does, and he looks fierce and fabulous.
He does.
A one-man play, one-man show?
It's a one-man show, and it's directed by Jennifer Ward-Leland, who is the queen of New Zealand theatre.
Done a bit of theatre, yeah.
Yeah, dabbled. Just a couple of things. And that's on 27th to 30th of June, so you've got... like two more days.
And it's at Q Theatre.
Yes.
Lovely.
I don't know what time.
What are your other picks? What else have we got?
Mate, so next week. We're rolling it out.
Oh my God, Big J Styles.
Big J Styles.
Mm-hmm. That first, you can't see. I wish we could like accurately describe to you how sick this poster is.
The poster is to die for. If you see it, you will not be able to look away. Much like Mikey.
Absolutely.
You will read everything on it. It's from Everybody Cool Lives Here, who is, I think they're a theatre company from Wellington.
Yeah.
And they had a show in the Auckland Fringe Festival that just cleaned up.
Yes,
awards,
did you see
awards
it?
Awards-wise, yeah, it was incredible.
Yes.
Okay, and so what's it about? What is it like? Yes.
What is it about?
So it's Jacob Dombrowski, and he is an artist, a dancer, and...
I think there's puppetry involved as well.
Puppetry?
Woo!
Da, da, da.
Hell yeah, AV projections. And he tells us about growing up in the 90s and being perceived as different.
Right.
He is like the coolest dude. I've seen a video of him dancing and it honestly is one of the hottest and cool things I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
He's just
you have
like,
to link me to that.
I might even be to a Dane Rumble song. It might.
We've been talking about Dane Rumble on and off all morning.
Where's Dane Rumble? Where is he?
He was designing jewellery or something, wasn't he?
No.
Really?
I don't know why I thought that almost. That's popped into my head.
What? I need this confirmed.
That is a great second act.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your career.
Nick Von Kay.
Baranga designed jewellery.
Oh, true.
Yeah, her jewellery is beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Dane Rumble. I haven't seen Dane's work, but I believe something to do with that. Anyway, but I might be completely wrong. So
anyway, we got two more picks I want to say it's the first week of Matariki, but I feel like that is, and no, you guys were the first week. Culture.
Oh no! I think this is all the winter season. I think this in July.
We can't okay, see what you're looking at. So what is it?
We're just looking at the basement program that we have.
Right in front of us.
Yeah, sure.
So next week we have, which you have to go see, Mo Mahare Girly, which is a contemporary theatre show exploring the lives of wahine grappling with whakama and decolonisation.
Mm. It says, on the blurb it says that it's an activated receipt, which is something I just feel like that's going to bring to life a whole lot of things that I've been
what
waiting
does that mean?
To see in theatre. I think it means, well, to me it means... that you are sort of, so if there's a whole lot of things in your life that happen and you don't have a way to respond to them, then I feel like this might be the place that they're going to do it. Just responding to maybe different forms of oppression in a theatrical context.
Yes.
That is something that I'm going to go see.
Okay. And where's that?
And that's on At the Basement, and that's 3rd to the 7th of July. Also, the team behind this is like... insanely amazing.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And last but not least, we have Te Waka Huia, which is also the 3rd to the 7th of July, and that is in the main space at the basement.
Oh, cool.
I think one of them's in Momohara Girly, potentially is upstairs in the studio, and this one is up there, and Te Waka Huia is upstairs. And this is inspired by the 1963 Brindirwin bus crash.
Oh, right, okay.
Which is it was before I was.
That's not ringing any bells.
Oh no, just a tragedy that gripped the nation.
Yeah.
At the time.
But I saw a promo for it on Facebook the other day, and it looks also very, very interesting and exploring a lot of like the way that different whānau were affected, and yeah,
cool.
The way we dealt with tragedy back in those days is very different to the way we deal with it now, I suppose, eh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I can imagine it would have just been like, I mean, again, this is an assumption, but I can imagine there was very little support around the families affected, you know, and not there at the...
Where's that show?
It's also at the basement, and it's presented by Te Waka Huia Productions.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks
a wonderful
for
week
us.
Of wonderful big full week of theatre.
Go and check it out. Theatre is cool.
Theatre is very cool.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.
Oh my God. Thanks,